call the Board of Supervisors to session. Supervisor Cobstaff, will you lead us in the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chaplain Bradley, will you?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Father, we're grateful to be here this morning to be part of what the county is doing in our lives as citizens. We truly appreciate all the work that they put in for the county staff. And I think especially of our fire people and our law enforcement, well beyond what they do in duties as they serve the community and are active in many places. We just thank you for their service and for all those who serve. Thank you for the opportunity to be free, have the freedom to do our business as citizens. Thank you for those who are going to share today. We pray they be encouraged by what they see happening in our county. And then, Father, we want to just give you thanks for the rain. We pray for more of it. We need it. We were truly grateful and express that gratitude. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good. Thank you, Chaplain Bradley. Ms. Wendy will do the official roll call.
Okay, Supervisor Cobstaff?
Here.
Supervisor Chris?
Present in person.
Supervisor Ogren?
Present.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Here.
And I believe Supervisor Haupt is out all day, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Just a standard. Ms. Davis or Mr. Kiernan, do you have anything to, add to the agenda today?
I do not, no.
We've been doing it, so I'd just like to ask out of habit on that one.
No, for sure.
All right. Now, presentations from the public. Now, this time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You'll be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. The chair can extend the time to 5 minutes for appropriate circumstances. Written comments can be presented if so desired, by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments shall be limited to matters within jurisdiction of the board. Do we have any public comment? I see no blue cards up here. Do you see any online?
We're showing that online.
Not online? All right. We'll now move towards the consent agenda. I'll be pulling item 5C and also item 5D. Wishes of the board on other topics?
Move, if there's nothing else pulled, move to approve the balance of the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay. All righty. Supervisor Cobstaff.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
I'll be an aye.
Thank you.
Item 5C.
Angela Davis, County Administrator. This item is being requested to be pulled, and we will be bringing it back at a future board meeting.
Sounds like a good plan.
Thank you. Okay, sure. Thank you.
Item 5D. Ms. Lawson.
Yes. Good morning. Sherry Lawson, Deputy CAO. We asked to pull this item just to update the document to add a signature page for the board chair to sign. There are no other changes to the document.
All right. Thank you. Wishes of my colleagues?
Move to approve.
With
the, I guess, the change or the addition.
Thank you. Okay. Supervisor Cobstaff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
I'll be an aye.
Thank you.
Item 6A, the Fallen Heroes Memorial, and from General County Fire as well.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, honorable members of the board. We wanted to come back and provide you with an updated presentation from our last presentation a couple weeks ago. And we've even provided a PowerPoint presentation. In case you haven't been to the memorial, there's a few things we wanted to show you. Good morning. My name is Phil Lanzo. I'm the Unit Chief of CAL FIRE Siskiyou. I'm also the County Fire Warden.
and I'm Bob Singleton, the chairman of the Fallen Heroes Memorial Project. Any introductions?
Sheriff Jeremiah LaRue, Siskiyou County Sheriff.
So we have several committee members here too.
Well, feel free to introduce.
Stand up, guys.
This is your credit for the work.
Steve Sergal, represent the county transportation coordinator.
Mark Dean, Veterans Commission.
Joe Santino, Fallen Heroes Memorial.
So I think we're well represented.
And Daryl Lotz.
Good morning, Daryl Lotz.
Oh, yeah, Daryl.
The Assistant Chief of Operations for Cal Fire, Siskiyou, and Deputy County Fire Warden.
And then just to pause here for Miss Wendy, were you able to record what you wanted to record? Names and all that stuff? Or
yes, it's on my recording. I will catch up with it.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Mr. Anderson.
Okay, perfect. Well, we'll go ahead and get started with the presentation. Thank you for pulling that up. Appreciate that. As you can see on the board there, this was retired Board of Supervisor Bill Boy's vision, was to create a fallen firefighters memorial at the Weed Airport. And that memorial was going to show and have the names of firefighters that have died in the line of duty here within the county. We've had our fair share of fires in this county, one of our biggest threats out there. And unfortunately, there have been many losses of lives in that battle. This was his vision, was to have a memorial dedicated to firefighters. Originally, this is a concept drawing by Steve Richardson back in 2005. That was the original memorial concept that had those three pillars there with written sayings on it and two flagpoles, one for the American flag, one for the California flag, with three firefighting aircraft in the background. Next slide, please. So the beginning of the memorial started with Supervisor Hoy actually receiving this retired CDF air tanker, Tanker 9-4. The last flight that this tanker made, I don't remember the date, but it landed at the Weed Airport and then was moved to this final location here just behind the hangars there at the north end of the county airport. And as you can see, there's a large rock, and that rock was maneuvered there. We were going to place a bronze plaque on that with firefighters' names. That's about as far as we got. We were not able to make a whole lot of traction, and that's where the memorial stood for years. Next slide, please. What we found out that by coming together and working together, we're stronger. And it was just by chance that Assistant Chief Ron Bravo met up with members of the Veterans Leadership Council and struck up a conversation regarding this memorial project. That memorial project then we reached out to law enforcement agencies, and what we decided to do was have a memorial that embodied all three of those disciplines. So it would include law enforcement and military veterans. Next slide, please. And this is an overall site plan. I know it's difficult to see, but it's just for reference. You can see over in the right-hand corner that is the Weed rest stop, and the county airport is behind that. And you can see right here is the aircraft, the Air Tanker 9-4. Here's a little bit of a blow-up of the design that we have in place. And this pathway is going to lead along the Caltrans property, along the fence line, down towards the memorial, which is going to be placed at the end of that walkway and have the aircraft pillars and flagpoles. Next slide, please. This is just an enlarged diagram of the walkway itself. We are currently planning on this walkway being made out of concrete, and it will be meet ADA requirements all the way down to the memorial site itself. Next slide, please. This one is also, my apologies, it's hard to see, but what you can see is the fence line here along the memorial site. And as you walk down the memorial site, we'll show you some pictures of the silhouettes that were placed on the fencing. There's also view portholes that you can actually view unobstructed, have unobstructed views of the aircraft. Here's the law enforcement representation of their aircraft, the air tanker, and then a military aircraft in the background. You can see that there in the front there'll be the three granite pillars and also two flagpoles in place. And that's the design concept. The next slide, please. So some of the things we have accomplished, we were able to complete our CEQA compliance, or environmental compliance. We were able to complete the fence with the viewing portals, the silhouettes, the footings for the flagpoles, and procurement of the flagpoles, and also the footings for the granite tablets and procurement of those granite tablets that have been etched with each one of the three disciplines that will be represented. We have the helicopter anchors and pedestals in place, and we've also purchased the directional traffic signs, and we've established a website, fallenheroesmemorial.com, and that's where we're going to actually have the names of the fallen in each one of those disciplines displayed so that we can have it updated on a regular basis. Next slide, please. And these are some of the accomplishments. That is the fencing that we changed. It was just chain link. So we put that fencing in so it's easier to see the memorial. It also has viewing portals to provide an unobstructed view. There is one portal that will allow us to have a QR code or quick read code behind it that will take you directly to the website. Next slide. The silhouettes were installed, I can't remember when that was. That was a joint effort with all of the agencies involved. And the silhouettes, there's two representing each of the disciplines out there. You can see the military, there's one there, law enforcement, and then the firefighting in the lower left-hand corner. Next slide, please. The helicopter anchors and pedestals were quite an accomplishment. You can see the crane in the background lifting the heavy pillars and anchors in place. Quite a bit of concrete, and I believe that all that concrete was donated to our memorial project. Lots of work have been placed in these anchors and pedestals to withstand the wind and the weight of the helicopters that we plan on putting on top of those. Next slide. Our next steps are to install the granite tablets onto the footings that are in place. We need to install the flagpoles that have the footings in place as well. We are going to be installing the log sign that's near the walkway entrance to the memorial site. Our next major step is to prepare and pour the ADA compliant walkway. Procurement of helicopters, the UH-1D Huey and a UH-6 Cayuse, what will be called a Loesch. And then the installation of the directional traffic signs. Next slide, please. But we do need some help. We've mentioned in our last presentation that we have not been able to procure the aircraft. The aircraft were identified and they were actually secured by one of our members that unfortunately passed away. We've had trouble locating those aircraft and trying to find replacements. We do need those aircraft in particular because that's what the anchors and the pedestals were designed around. We could make modifications if that's needed though. What we did find is that the state of California Department of General Services and the Office of Fleet and Asset Management does have a federal excess program. It's called the California Federal Surplus Personal Property Program. And that program does come across aircraft and used aircraft from the federal government, and they can dispense those out to those people that are on the donee list. And what we did find out was the County of Siskiyou used to be an active member on that donee list, but is no longer active. And so our request is to have the application renewed so that you can become a federal donee of surplus property. We can't do it as an organization on our own, and so we do need the support of the county, a governmental agency, to renew that application to be able to receive the aircraft from the federal government. Next slide, please. Okay. And we just wanted to take a moment to thank everyone who supported and donated to the project. And this is just a short list of those that have provided that support and donations. The Mott Brothers, Peter Trucking, Mount Shasta Knights of Columbus, Steve Young, Richie Leach, Custom Concrete, TLC Construction, AWM Construction, Brian, Jolene, Susan ReadyMix, Dan Louie, Tom Louie, Evans Construction, Solano's Equipment, Clint Singleton, Jimmy Bird, and there's so many more. Caltrans, County of Siskiyou, CHP is involved. We've got a strong showing for this memorial project, and we could not even get this far without the support of the public and our community. The next slide. And that's the last slide we have. And that's one of the pins that we had made in our last fundraising effort, and there were some t-shirts made with that that emblem on it. So that's all that I have to present. If there's anything that I missed, more than welcome to jump in.
I just want to say that we have been working diligently to try to secure these helicopters, and we've come up just about every time with a brick wall, and so that's what we're asking your assistance to help us with, and hopefully that we'll be able to find our helicopters and be able to complete our project, hopefully within the next few years, if we're lucky.
I just wanted to thank the board for continued support with this and also the public. I do get phone calls even now when people drive by because it's starting to take some life, so it looks great. So just a little positive compliment to the entire team and the community. Thank you.
And thank you. That's all we have to present. We appreciate your support.
So did I miss it somewhere? But I thought we were in the process of renewing that. Is that correct? Okay. So that you're aware of that.
Excellent. Thank you.
How far it'll go, we'll see. At least we'll be on the dock.
Yes.
Thank you for the great work you're doing out there. I know that one of the things that when this first started, when we moved the aircraft off the taxiway into the spot where it's at now and anchored it, one of the things that then former, Chief Bernie Paul indicated, one of the concerns that had come up is upkeep. And he had, I'm going to put words in your mouth, Chief Anzo, is that they were committed to making sure that they were maintained, that when they were painted and they kept up so that they didn't deteriorate, so that they always were looking good from the public eye.
Yes.
Is that still holding true?
That is, yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Take care of the weeds and grass.
Yeah, no, thank you. That needs to be acknowledged. That Cal Fire and through your organization that that you've stepped up to that plate, and I don't know that a lot of people know that. So thank you.
So just real quick, I've seen the project develop. I'm just supervising cops that we come up through there. You see it, slow. It's taking shape. I have no doubt that we'll get it to cross the finish line at some point. So just keep up the good work, and we'll do all we can on our side to help this facilitate this. It looks good.
So thank you. Thank you.
Very good.
Appreciate it.
No, thank you. That was wonderful.
All right. Thank you.
Persistence pays off.
We hope.
That's
fair.
With that, we will move on to 7A and 7B, which is the edible foods. As it says on the agenda, these are anticipated to be continued to May 3rd. So if we're fine with that, if you still want to come up.
No.
Okay. Mr. Kiernan, absolutely. All right.
I can open that door.
If the board is inclined to continue these items, I'd ask that there be a motion made.
So moved.
And Mr. Kiernan, do you need a motion for A and B separate or together?
You can do it together. That's
all right. Fine. So my motion is for A and B.
For both? Okay.
7A.
To continue? All
right.
Second.
And a second? Right. So what's the reason for to continue? Why are we continuing?
We're actually digging in and correcting some of the ordinance language so that it is.
Okay.
Yeah, we kind of stumbled into something that needed correcting. How's that?
Okay.
We've been working with Cal Recycle, and they've been helpful. So.
We have a motion and a second.
Okay. Supervisor Kobzeff.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Thank you.
And now item 5C, the Auditor Controller. Ms. Olson, I guess this is your inaugural, you got to interview in front of all five of us. But now is your inaugural presentation. I understand you brought a handful of people with you.
Yes. Yeah, my team. thank you for, Honorable Board, for letting me update you on the Auditor's Office and all the stuff that's been going on. My name is Diane Olson. I'm the Auditor Controller for Siskiyou County. So I brought my team with me. So if you guys want to stand up when I introduce you. I've got the accountant specialist, which is Nick Talley, Katie Weatherton, and Sarah Clausen. Accountant auditors are Jeff Hain, Kim Stillian, and Nicole Thomas. And they're super busy right now working on budget. So for payroll, we have John Main, Wendy Sadowski, and Stella Lemon is out sick. And then I also have Amber Walden, who is the senior accounting analyst, and she's out sick too. So I think it's just really important to put a name to a face, and we've had an uphill battle the last few months, but everybody has really been diligent in showing up and giving their best, and I just really appreciate everybody because I couldn't do it without them. So if you guys want to leave and go back to work.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of had to pull teeth to get him to come up here anyway.
Nice move.
Thank you for coming. Oh, Bob is back there.
Oh.
Back there.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
No, this is Bob Kamong, CX7. Was hired as the assistant auditor controller, and I really could not do it without him.
You've had some new turnovers, but Bob's been there for
a little while. Yeah, the historical knowledge that he brings to the table and payroll and all of that kind of stuff, I really, really appreciate it. We wouldn't be where we are without him, so thank you. We got some jobs flying. We're flying an accountant specialist. We have one more. We should have four. So we're flying that. We're filing a staff service analyst, which hopefully will help out with payroll. Payroll is a beast. I just never really realized how intricate and involved payroll is from, you know, getting the paychecks printed. You have to do all the hires and the terms. And especially recently, we've had a few that we hired and we've had to term them in this same payroll. That's really work intensive. And then you get payroll printed, and then you have to balance everything. You have to do your CalPERS reporting, your deferred comp reporting, your dental, your vision, your AFLAC, and so it really is takes up probably, I would say, 85% of the office time, and we've all been really working on it and just wrapping our heads around it and trying to make sure that first of all, we get the paychecks out, and second of all, we hit all the deadlines for reporting. So like I said, coming from the private sector, I never realized that payroll was so intense in the public sector. So, and our payroll, the three payroll people have just really put their heads down and are eager to work and ready to jump in. And I've authorized overtime for basically all of the staff, trying to get caught up on the invoices, and then now with budget season coming, and it's kind of hard with a new crew and everybody being so green, but I got really lucky with the people that are left and the ones that we hired, so I feel pretty lucky that way. Budget, I have to take my hats off to Angela and to Sherry. I have not been able to wrap my head around budget, so they've really been helping me like pick up the pieces and keep me on track and stuff. And hopefully next year I'll be able to spend more time with budget, but right now I think that payroll has to take precedence, and I don't want people mad because they didn't get a paycheck. Yeah, and then special districts, I'm kind of disappointed a little bit that I haven't been able to spend as much time with the special districts. Nick Talley, the account specialist, he is kind of heading up the special districts, so he's working on a map, a calendar so that in logging when all the meetings are, the monthly meetings for the special districts, and we're going to pick like one or two a month, and I'll either take account specialists out with me if, you know, they're available, and print out the reports. There's been a lot of concern about the special districts don't understand the reports that we send them monthly and what they mean and how they can decipher them to figure out where they are, you know, in budget and stuff. And so he's going to work with me on that and getting that calendar going so that we can get a schedule to get out to the special districts. So, yeah, and I think that's all I have. So if there's any, if you have any questions or...
I see a hand back there. Sorry, Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith.
If I may, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Smith.
I'd like to pay you...
Oh, come on up to the microphone. So if it's a compliment, we all want to make sure.
Say your name.
My name is Jim Smith. I'm the Siskiyou County Agricultural Commissioner, and I would like to say that I've heard three words from the auditor's office that I've been waiting to hear since I came to work here as a commissioner. Help. That wasn't in our previous auditor's vocabulary. So what I'm saying is thank you. Very much. Thank you.
For the board, Supervisor Costa.
Just out of fairness, you stepped up to the plate, and you've only been on the job since, what, January 1-ish,
yeah.
Basically, so three and a half months, so... I'm glad to hear where you're at and where you're going, and I get that you got to get your footing, but you know you've come a long way just in that short amount of time. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it seems like you've bitten off a lot, but it also seems like you're managing to pull in a great team of people that are behind you 100%. And that says a lot, and that's going to help you. And good luck. And you have a lot of support, so hopefully you can grab it and run.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
You have our support.
I know staffing's always an issue, and it's nice to see that you're getting fully staffed, and you know it's always going to be a battle. But
yeah.
In the environment that you're in, it can be very high stress. So thank you for all the effort you're putting into it.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for the positive attitude and for, you say you're learning, but you hit the ground running, and eventually you'll be able to tie your shoes. But
Put my shoes on.
But your work's appreciated, and thank you.
Thank you.
Through the chair.
Yes, Ms. Davis.
Angela Davis, County Administrator. I too would like to say thank you to the Auditor Controller just for the collaboration that we have seen thus far. It's just incredible, and we appreciate that, and especially her team that have come on board, and they just work so incredibly hard and diligent. And you know, if you drive by this building at 11 o'clock at night, you'll probably see lights on, and it is Diane. So the immense hours that she is putting in, I keep telling her that more than half the battle, and my wonder is that she keeps coming back every day. So I appreciate her for that, as well as her entire team, and Bob and the entire team, that they are just amazing and example to follow. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Have a great day.
Then you go back to work.
Next is item 7B. Office of Emergency Services, Agriculture, and the Cooperative Extension Office. The Livestock Siskiyou County Ag Pass. Mr. Smith, Mr. Shinoni.
I should have taken my hat off sooner.
That's right.
I am elected to present this to the board today. We've been working on this project for quite some time, months and months. It's been a cooperative effort with CAL FIRE, the Sheriff, Office of Emergency Services, the Ag Department, and especially with the University of California Livestock Advisor. Other entities that have been involved have been the Farm Bureau and the Cattlemen's Association. At this point in time, Grace Woodmatz I'd like to introduce you to the board, if you wouldn't mind standing up. Grace is our new livestock advisor. She's been in place for about a year or so, doing a bang-up job. And she has been the driving force behind this program, following through with the fires that happened down south of Butte County, etc. And she's going to present the details of this program going forward. So have questions, be aware that this is a process and it's a work in progress. And then as we learn, we will make modifications. So without further ado,
Well, good morning, everyone. As Jim said, my name is Grace Woodmansey, and I'm the Livestock and Natural Resources Advisor for Siskiyou County Cooperative Extension. I wanted to briefly go over a few things about our Siskiyou County Livestock Pass program today. First, I'll touch a bit on the background, how this all came about, some specifics in our Siskiyou County plan, how ranchers can get enrolled, the general process of how this will work, and then, of course, I'd be happy to take any questions that the board has. So, beginning first with a little bit of background information. As you're all aware, fire season is longer and catastrophic fires are becoming more common throughout our state. This means that often mutual aid is involved and that traditional ways of evacuating or supporting livestock that are sheltering in place don't always work anymore with these catastrophic events. So as Jim mentioned, Butte County discovered this in particular while managing through the campfire in 2018 and the North Complex in 2019. And they discovered that they really needed a more formalized program to support their commercial livestock operators. And with that, they were the first to develop their own livestock pass program. So, like I said, commercial folks have some unique needs, and there's a bit of a gap in support for commercial ranchers during the wildfires of today that we're experiencing. We do have a variety of resources that are well equipped to serve smaller operations, homesteading operations, forage and FFA projects, things like that. But due to the scale of commercial operations and the fact that many ranchers are operating on a combination of privately owned and publicly leased lands, evacuating livestock from commercial ranching operations may not always be possible during an emergency, particularly during a wildfire. And sheltering in place is often the best and safest alternative. So given that, the Livestock Pass is a permit that's issued to commercial livestock operators before a disaster strikes. So this is a proactive approach. And the goal of this program is to identify commercial livestock operators to firefighting personnel and law enforcement during a disaster. Pass holders may be granted entrance to evacuated zones or other restricted areas to feed, water, and care for livestock sheltering in place. And very importantly, this is not an all-access pass. It's subject to the discretion of emergency personnel. So we want to make sure that pass holders are able to access their livestock when it's safe for them to do so. A few Siskiyou specifics about our plan. As Jim mentioned, this was initiated by the Siskiyou County Cattlemen's Association Board, and I've been working closely with them and others to put together a pass specific to our county. So ranchers in Siskiyou County are very supportive of this program. I'd also like to acknowledge the great partnerships that came together to develop our Siskiyou County Livestock Pass. And that's really important because, of course, this program will be put to the test during an emergency, and it's important that it works efficiently across all agencies involved. So I'm happy to say that in addition to Cooperative Extension and the Ag Department, Animal Control, CAL FIRE, the Sheriff's Office, California Highway Patrol, our Office of Emergency Services, and the Klamath National Forest were all very involved in developing this program. And in particular, I'm excited to say that the Klamath National Forest is formally a part of our plan and participating in the process, where Siskiyou County would be the first county that would have formal participation by the Forest Service in this plan, which is particularly important to our ranching communities as many of them are operating on grazing allotments managed by the Forest Service. So So Siskiyou County has defined commercial for the purposes of this program as at least 50 head of livestock or 50 beehives. And we also put into our proposed plan that all of these operations are subject to animal control inspection. And those last two points, both the size of the operations and animal control inspection, were added to our program to ensure that only legitimate livestock operators are receiving passes to keep everyone involved safe during an emergency. In terms of enrollment for this program, it's not mandatory that ranchers participate. It's completely up to them to decide if they want to be involved in the process. For those that are interested in obtaining a livestock pass, they must submit an application, attend an initial 4-hour training program, be verified as a commercial livestock producer before their pass is issued by the Ag Department, and renew their pass annually. And in terms of how this process will work, I think you all have seen a copy of the flowchart that we put together previously, but essentially myself, Livestock and Natural Resources Advisor, and Jody Esteves, the Senior Deputy Ag Commissioner, Ag Commissioner, will be the point people for ranchers during an emergency that would like to use this pass. So once a disaster strikes and commercial livestock are behind evacuation lines, livestock pass holders will contact either myself or Jody and request to use their pass. We'll be the contact people to coordinate with the agency liaison that's in charge of the emergency. And once the agency in charge evaluates safety and determines if it's appropriate for pass holders to access their livestock, access may be granted, and then pass holders will present their pass at a roadblock that they will enter and exit from each day. So with that, I would be happy to answer questions that the board may have.
What's the cost?
There's no cost. Cooperative Extension is supporting the pass holders with a free training program. We're not charging ranchers to be enrolled in the training program, and this is all something that I'm undertaking in cooperation with the Ag Department as a part of kind of our normal duties.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Board. Brian Schnoe, Director of Emergency Services. So moving forward with this plan, we're really looking forward to it, especially moving from last year, and I know it's hard to believe, and I don't have an ag background, so the ag team has been outstanding in pushing this forward. We are far ahead of most other counties, and pushing this on to the ag, myself and sheriff, we've been able to really get out there and see this. It's going to work, and we're excited about it. Of course, it will have some hiccups in the beginning years, but moving forward, I think Grace and Jim have done an outstanding job. So we are just looking forward to this and looking forward to your support. Thank you.
Supervisor Overton.
Grace, I appreciate how hard you've worked on this. I know you spent a lot of time promoting this program, and I appreciate how streamlined it is and how direct it is. And I think it's going to be a great program. Thank you for all the work you've done on it.
Thank you very much for your support.
Supervisor Cobbs.
Yes, thank you. I mean, I know that during the fires, we would get calls about we can't get in, feed and water our animals. And so I'm taking it that this is the answer to that. Hats off to you because it's a needed program. Hopefully we're breaking ground for other counties. I've had other counties asking if we have done this yet. So I'm sure as they see this roll out that they'll be coming on board as well. I'm glad to see that there's no cost. And even though that there's, I guess, initially a little bit of, you know, training annually, it's not that bad. And this isn't mandatory. It's voluntary, but it's mandatory for the training if you do decide to come on board. So, and I, Mr. Smith, you haven't had any pushback from anyone in the ag community on this, have you, or has it been pretty well?
Absolutely not. Very well accepted, encouraged, and welcome.
Great. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
Then some questions here. For the trainings, that makes perfect sense, because you're trying to protect livestock, but you're also trying to protect people.
Exactly.
So the trainings make absolutely sense. And I take it there's probably also some trainings for the agencies.
Exactly, yes. So the way we designed our training program is really as a collaborative effort between all the agency personnel and the ranching community. Essentially, the goal of these trainings is to just make sure that everyone is on the same page with how this program will function during an emergency, and to provide a bit of an informal opportunity for ranchers and agency personnel to come together and meet each other in advance of an emergency situation.
Yeah. Yeah, prior planning prevents, and then I'll leave the rest out.
Yeah.
And then for off hours, I see that you have your office number on there.
Yes.
Your contact.
Yes, this is my cell phone number. Yeah.
That's your cell phone number. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you're welcome to the idea that there's a program 211 that is used by the county now for emergencies. Maybe your contact number can be given to them, because people might write your number down on a piece of paper, put it on the fridge, and then the kids mess it up and it gets lost. But 211 is something that's remembered, and it's meant for emergencies. I don't know if they used it for livestock patches yet, but it's meant to, there's an emergency, you call 211, and then Mr. Shinoni knows all about it. But it is a point of contact to reach you or to reach whoever it needs to be.
Brian Shinoni, Director of Emergency Services. Absolutely, sir. So I actually spoke with them yesterday and today, and this is all going to be integrated into the program. So basically, if it's part of OES, it is ACPAS is part of it as well. So integrated into the EOC, every part of Grace, we have a nice warm chair for her in the EOC, and along with her cell phone, my cell phone, and try to keep Sheriff's cell phone off this, but for the most part, yeah, absolutely, we have those, and then as well as our CAL FIRE counterparts are actively involved in this as well. So across the board, Siskiyou County is looking safer than ever. So.
All right. That's good to hear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your work. Wishes on the board on the any motions?
Move to approve. Second.
And that's the recommended approve the program and designate Ag Commissioner. Thank you.
Thank you.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
I'll be an aye.
Thank you.
Well, now move on to item 7E, County Administration. Ms. Coons?
Good morning. I have some updated documents for you, so give me a moment. Ms. Davis is going to pass them along for me.
And these are my.
These are updated to the agenda packet?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, and also this time.
There you go, Wendy. Thank you.
Everybody get a copy?
Yes.
Okay, so good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. Melissa Cummins, Deputy CAO. I am super excited, I would say super duper excited, but I'm super excited to be before you this morning to present this item. It really has been a collaborative effort between the county's team and the negotiations team for the Siskiyou County Correctional Peace Officers Association. It's taken about 9 months to get to this step, but we are excited to be here. So, before I get too far into this, I wanted to thank a couple folks. First off, the Peace Officers Association negotiations team. The President, Paul Grobe, wanted to be here this morning. Unfortunately, he had a water leak that he had to address. So he wanted me to pass along his appreciation to the board. I also want to thank Michael Jarvis. His expertise in the realm of labor negotiations has been huge for the county. Also, Ms. Davis, she's our mentor and been doing this for a year or so. And then lastly, the board for your support through the last 9 months. Without that, we wouldn't be where we are today. So the updated redline version I just presented to you, a couple of changes. They are very minor, but we caught them after the item was posted on the agenda. So on page 4, under Article 5, Section 3, under Salary Survey, the second sentence should read, the county will meet with SCCPOA, not the county will net. on page 11. In the chart on the top of that page, this is literally like a font issue. I found like the Employee Plus family wasn't the same font as everything else, so we corrected that. And then on the bottom of that same page 11, there is a period missing at the end of that sentence about the dental insurance. And then lastly, on page 15, there is a period missing on, under step one, immediate supervisor, the first paragraph, the very last sentence. So those are the only changes to the actual document based on what was posted on the agenda. So as outlined in the agenda item, this is the MOU for the term April 19th, 2022 through September 21st, 2024 for the Siskiyou County Correctional Peace Officers Association. A couple of significant changes. We added some additional language to all of the classifications covered by this unit to protect the employees in the event that there was ever any sort of serious attack. This gives them a little bit more protection, so that was the only changes. We also updated titles. We are moving everybody in this unit from a correctional officer to a correctional deputy, correctional corporal, or correctional sergeant based on where they're currently at. So then going down to item three, salary increases. The first increase for this unit, which will take effect May 15th, 2022, ranges between 6.4 and 6.9%. We are doing some adjustments to the salary schedule because it was out of whack. That is kind of the range. It depends on where they fell in the current salary schedule and where they were going into the new one. And then there will also be a 2% increase on May 14th, 2023, and another 2% on May 12th, 2024. Just going to hit on the main things. If you have questions, we can definitely go over that. Holiday in lieu. Because these employees have to work holidays, they don't get to have a holiday off. We are providing them holiday in lieu, which is an increase. They will no longer receive any sort of additional holiday compensation outside of that 7%. We're also doing a step down on health insurance from 100% down to 85% over a four-year period. And then also moving away from a catastrophic leave pool, which is currently managed by the auditor's office. So we're going to allow employee-to-employee donation only. So if you were to donate hours to that employee, they get those hours, and there's no pool management handled by the auditor's office. So,
did I miss anything?
Okay, any questions?
I think they're the first unit to sign.
They are.
So I just want to personally thank them for getting it. Yes. I hope it starts a trend for us.
I hope so too.
Excellent work. Looks like we've moved towards efficiency in some places and actually address some of the other issues as well. I like the idea of what is proposed in the rate increases. It looks like more up front, and it's 2 years out. It's a little bit smaller, but at least it's going directly to where it should so quickly. So appreciate the great work that you've done and the team, and the negotiating team on this. So thank you.
Thank you.
Same here. wishes of the board?
Move to approve items E, 1, 2, and 3.
Second.
Give me just a sec. And that was all of them?
Yes.
Three items. Thank you. Alrighty. Supervisor Cobbs.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank the unit again for being first to get there.
I will pass that along to them. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll take a short break here.